This presentation is about predicting UK household expenditure and associated greenhouse gas emissions to 2030. As you know, UK has a target of reducing emissions by at least 34% in 2020 and 80% in 2050 compared to its 1990 levels. And in the UK, household consumption is responsible for a large amount of emissions. Therefore, it is important to look at emissions from consumption perspective. And if you want to reduce emissions from consumption perspective, it is important to look at household expenditure categories which have higher greenhouse gas emissions. Well, there are two underlying models for this work. One is ELISA and the other one is SELMA. ELISA is Econometric Lifestyle Environment Scenario Analysis Model. And I have explained ELISA in details in my morning presentation, so I'm not going to go through the details of ELISA now, but just to mention that ELISA is an econometric scenario modeling tool, and we have estimated 16 categories of household expenditure for different goods and services. Each expenditure equation is a function of economic factors, which are price and income, and also non-economic factors, which are the factors that we know that they affect household expenditure, but normally because we don't have data or we cannot measure these factors, or even sometimes we are not aware of them, we cannot include them in the model specifically. But here, because we know that these factors, they affect household expenditure, we have considered these as a whole, and we call them exogenous non-economic factors. And the other variable is temperature, which affects expenditure specifically in energy categories such as gas and electricity. So these are included in the expenditure equation. Also, we have greenhouse gas intensities for each of these 16 categories of expenditure, and we have modeled greenhouse gas intensities by structural time series model, which is the same method that we have used to model household expenditure for different categories. SELMA, or Sorry Environmental Lifestyle Mapping, from this model we have got the greenhouse gas emissions data from 1992 to 2004. So basically the historic data are estimated through SELMA and are used in ELISA to predict future greenhouse gas emissions for households for different categories. The scenarios and assumptions that we have used for forecasting in ELISA are reference, low and high scenarios. In each scenario, we have some variables that, as I mentioned, they affect household expenditure in ELISA. And we need to have some assumptions about them. And these are income growth, price growth, temperature, exogenous non-economic factors, and greenhouse gas intensities. In the reference scenario, the growth for these, or the level of these variables, are the most probable number or assumptions that we can have. And with these assumptions, we will get to business as usual expenditure and greenhouse gas emissions for the future. In the low scenario, we have assumed that income has a lower growth rate compared to its reference scenario level. And price and temperature, they have higher growth rates and levels compared to reference scenario. Exogenous non-economic factors and greenhouse gas intensities are lower compared to the reference scenario. And again, all these together, they give us a lower expenditure and greenhouse gas emissions for the future compared to the business as usual or the reference scenario. In the high scenario, income growth, exogenous non-economic factors growth, and greenhouse gases intensities growth are higher compared to the reference scenario, but prices and temperature are lower, and all these together, they give us a high expenditure and greenhouse gases in the future compared to the reference scenario. As for the numbers which are used for these scenarios, for the income growth in the reference scenario, the 2011 to 2015 data are based on HMT forecasts for the economy. And from 2015 to 2030, we have used a long-run growth, assuming the economy will return to its normal situation. For the prices growth for energy sector, and that is electricity, gas and vehicle fuels and lubricants, we have used DEC predictions. And for other categories, basically we have used the historic growth rate of prices in different categories. Temperature and greenhouse gas intensities are predicted through structural time series modeling. And exogenous non-economic factors growth is actually estimated through ELISA when we have estimated the expenditure equations itself. For low and high scenarios, we have just used some variations around the numbers for the reference scenario. For instance, for the low scenario, income growth rate is 0.5% lower than reference scenario, and for the high scenario, income growth rate is 0.5% higher than the reference scenario, and so on for the other variables in the model, in the ELISA. But this graph shows the forecasted expenditure for 2010, 2020, and 2030 for 16 categories of goods and services. As you see from the graph, as a whole, expenditure will increase from 2010 to 2030, and for almost all of the categories, the expenditure will increase. There are some exceptions, and these are alcoholic beverages and tobacco, electricity and other fuels, which expenditure for these categories tend to decrease rather than increase in 2030. In 2030 itself, the category which with highest expenditure is recreation and culture, and after that is other housing, and then miscellaneous goods and services, and other transport. So these are the four top categories with highest expenditure among the others. The next graph shows the results for future emissions in 2010, 2020, and 2030. Again, as you see from the graph as a whole, greenhouse gas emissions from consumption perspective will increase from 2010 to 2030. And also emissions for each of the categories also will increase. But again, there are some exceptions to these, and that is food and non-alcoholic beverages category, alcoholic beverages and tobacco, electricity, and other fuels. For these four categories, from 2010 to 2030, actually the emissions will decrease and not increase. But in 2030 itself, other transport is the category with the highest expenditure, and other transport includes the public transportation like rail and bus and purchase of cars and things like that. And after that, vehicle fuels and lubricants has the highest emission, and then gas and miscellaneous goods and services. So these four categories are the top four categories with highest emissions in 2030. Well, as a conclusion, in order to achieve lower emissions, we need to target categories with highest greenhouse gas emissions. And as we saw from the previous graph, these are other transport, vehicle fuels and lubricants, gas and miscellaneous goods and services. And in ELISA and in the morning presentations, we know that exogenous non-economic factors have a relatively high contribution to changes in expenditure in these top four categories. Therefore, in order to influence household expenditure and future emissions for these categories, policymakers can use policies to influence non-economic factors such as behaviors and lifestyles on top of economic incentives like tax to influence the prices. Thank you very much.